Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Hello, thank you for joining me in Reflections on Monday as we explore a very, very important topic, sex in the city. We've said a lot about sexual orientation. We've talked about the 10 facts about sex. Today, I want to share with us briefly on sex lies. There are several lies about sex that we've been forced to believe because of the orientation of our society, because of the prevalence of media, because of lies by celebrities. Today, I want to share with us, based on the philosophy I've subscribed to, what is the truth about sex and what are the lies about sex that we've been forced to believe. Number one, many believe that sex is love. A lot of time, it is usually the male who say this while they're trying to woo the female. When they are usually sweating, they say sex is love. If you love me, you sleep with me. But beloved, sex is not an expression of love. If it were, dogs would be the best at expressing love. If sex is a form of love, goats would be the best at expressing love. If sex is love, prostitute would be the best lover in the world. But we both know they aren't. So sex is not love. Lie number two, sex with multiple partners make you a star. I found men say to themselves many times, how many ladies have you downed? When you say none, say, wow, you're not a man. When somebody said, I've downed 50s, another one says, I've downed 100. That doesn't make you a star. Rather, it makes you a goat. Sex with multiple partners doesn't make you a star. Lie number three, being a virgin at your age makes you antisocial. Have you ever heard this conversation before? How old are you? Oh, I'm 23. How many men have you slept with? None. You don't know anything, you naive. This is wrong. Being a virgin doesn't make you lower, naive, insignificant, or antisocial. It simply sets you apart and makes you special. Lie number four. Being a virgin at a certain age is unhealthy. When I was courting my wife, somebody close to me asked me a question. Are you guys sleeping together? I said, no. He asked why. I said, we're not supposed to sleep together until we're married. He now felt he needed to give me some good advice. And he said to me, Mr. Femi, let me advise you. If you're not having sex, your sperm will collate in your body. It will make you to begin to have diarrhea and stomach upsets. Does that lie sound familiar? Some even go as far as saying to you that you're going to have a sexual problem when you're married. All these are lies. If staying pure will affect your health, God, who created man, designed your system, and is all wise and knowing, will not tell you to. The last one, everybody's having sex. Everyone is doing it. We all put on our clothes and come to church and go to mosques to say hallelujah. We're all sleeping around. This is a lie. It is an error. It is an error of generalization. Since everyone is having sex, why should you not have sex? It's a lie. Of course, most people may be involved in sex, but I'm finding out that there are more people choosing to stay pure than we realize. There is always a remnant in life. Those are the sex lies I want to share with us on this podcast. In the next podcast, I'll be sharing with us how to put on your pants in this sex-obsessed city. Thank you.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com, or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEWMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.